Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays. I want to shoot.
There you go, Bob Dylan. Bob Geldof even wasn't a fan of Mondays, was he? Yeah, but let's be honest, nobody seems to like Mondays. It's the most common day to call in sick. And I can't say I'm surprised, really. We endured the dreaded Sunday scaries every Sunday before Monday morning rolls around for work or school far too quickly. But apparently, both a restful weekend with a lie-in or a fun weekend with a late night can contribute to an even moodier Monday. So what can we do about it? Well, Dr. Christina Reschke is neuroscientist at the RCSI University of Medicine and Health Sciences and is going to help us rewire our brains to feel good on Monday mornings. Christina, Dr. Reschke, you have a big job of work to do. How do we do it?
Oh, that's great. Thank you so much, Cormac, for having me over. Yeah, especially today that we have what actually it's called social jet lag. So usually what we experience in our daily routines that we have and the changes in the routines that we have during the weekends can affect us sometimes more than we think. So especially today, we had our clocks change as well. So that adds a little bit more.
Yeah.
So it's basically, it's the problem of us having two separate distinct sleeping patterns. So
okay,
how can we help? That's a gigantic question.
So the two separate sleeping patterns, one for the weekday and one for the weekend, really messes us up. Are children affected as badly as adults?
Yes, actually, there is a difference. Usually, like we like to think that everyone is the same. It's like people are going to have, you know, different chronotypes. Different people are going to have different sleep patterns normally. And children and adults, they are going to be affected in different ways. Usually, children, their brains is less mature and their bodies are in full development. So they naturally need more sleep and they're more susceptible to jet lag and to social jet lag. So it takes them longer to adjust to these changes.
So social jet lag, if I'm getting you right, Christina, is if you sleep in on Saturday or Sunday morning. Now, are you telling me that I can't do that? Because that's my thing. Like, that is my favorite thing to do, is I stay in bed, like, if I can, you know, and get a cup of tea brought to me.
I know. It's like that's the first thing that I get with people. Like, you know, immediately they meet me and they don't like me because of that. But yes, usually that would be that is exactly it. So usually we say that jet lag, every 1 hour that we have discrepancy in our, the differences in our sleep pattern, it takes us a day to adjust. So everything that is within 30 minutes, 1 hour from our normal weekday routines is still okay. However, yeah, if we start increasing those times, we are going to compensate and it's going to take us a little bit longer to adjust. So we have differences and changes in hormones, and this could trigger more fatigue and stress as well.
So is it all then about sleep? No, that's terrible news, but I'm just going to ignore it for the moment. It's very good advice, but I'm going to ignore it for the moment. I wonder, is it all about sleep, or is it about, you know, the fact that on Saturdays you get, and Sundays you often get to do things that you really look forward to doing, whereas often during the week you're doing things that maybe you don't necessarily look forward to doing?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like our brains, we know that are the most fantastic machines ever. However, our bodies and our brains, they could be quite boring. They like routine. So we all do like routine. So everything that we have, that we can keep some sort of routine and have the enjoyable part, a little bit of the enjoyable part to the weekend brought to our weekdays, that also makes a you know, the okay, more consistency in our routine. So that would be something that.
So would that it make it tip. Would it make it easier then if you were to treat yourself in some way on a Monday and plan it? So when you have the Sunday scaries, as we call it, you dread going back to work or school, and not everyone does, but some people do. If you said to yourself, yeah, okay, on Monday evening I'll go to the cinema, would that make the whole Monday morning routine better?
Absolutely. I really believe that it's, first of all, we kind of, we link the Monday, but if we would have this break in our routine during the midweek, likely, you know, every time that we get back, that would be the main trigger. So things like, you know, waking up on a Monday morning and having a walk or having contact with nature or even listening to your favorite song, you know, simple things that could bring some joy, and also especially respect a little bit the time that you start connecting with the news, with social media. So it's always good to observe, to be mindful that in Monday mornings we're more susceptible to have high levels of stress. And then it's nice to create these small routines that could support be mindful about it.
Slip back into it instead of like jumping back into it.
Yes, exactly. That's a very good point. Exactly it.
She makes very good points, very rarely on this program, so it's very good to acknowledge. Can I ask you this thing about creating something in your Monday morning routine, when does it become part of the boring, banal routine? Because there was a time when I offered myself a treat of a pastry on a Monday morning, and then suddenly it becomes the norm, and it's a big problem. It is a big...
That's a very good point. You are creating a reward to your brain. Definitely.
No,
you've been training your brain with a reward. But I'm no expert in nutrition, so I could not comment on that.
I just want to ask you briefly, Christina, before I let you go, about the clock change, because if you know what you're saying, if a half an hour sort of variance is okay, but if you go past an hour in your routine it starts to affect you, then I shouldn't feel bad about being completely like out of sorts because the clock change over the weekend.
Yes, absolutely. I think everyone is a little bit out of sorts because of the clock change. So it's especially as we were back talking about the children. So it especially impact them. So it's really this is a small change that we can even try to adjust slowly into the clock changes. And sometimes we don't realize how that could be impactful. So It takes us a couple of days to adjust. So it's going to take us a few days.
Because I slept until 8:30 this morning. My children had to wake me up. I'm blaming that all on the clock. Well, listen,
thank you very much.
Although lots of people, actually, Janet in Dublin doesn't know what the big hoo-ha with the change in the clock is. It doesn't bother her at all. So some people are affected more than others.
Janet was coming back from a run at 8:30, I'd say.
Yeah, she probably was. That's all my sleepings, you see, catching up with me. Yeah. Anyway, let us know what you think, our listeners, to 51551. What makes Mondays better for you? And what do you think about giving up your sleepings at the weekend? Dr. Christina Reschke, neuroscientist at the RCSI, University of Medicine and Health Sciences. Thank you very much for joining us.